You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Taylor Swift could have the highest grossing music tour of all time by the end of next year. She just added 17 more concerts to next summer's tour. And that includes, Jer, a second date at Mile High Stadium.
Hey, great.
She already had a show there on Saturday, July 15th. Now she's added Friday, July 14th.
Okay.
So, get your tickets.
Her net worth is $450 million. That seems low.
It does, actually, if you think about it. You
it
think
really
of all
does.
The people who are billionaires?
Yeah, I bet you she crosses the half billion mark after all this is done.
Oh, for
you
sure.
You would think.
Yeah.
Dang.
People went to the theater this weekend. If they did, they pretty much went to see the new Black Panther movie, Wakanda Forever. We were talking on Friday about how they expected it to pull in somewhere between $175 and $200 million. Well, that estimate was just about spot on. It made a record $180 million this weekend. Ooh. That is, the reason it's a record is because it's the highest November opening ever.
Okay.
Worldwide, it's pulled in $330 million in its first weekend. A third of a billion in basically 3 days.
Wow. It's insane.
It is insane. Speaking of movies, did you see the story that Alec Baldwin is suing various crew members on that movie where, sadly, the cinematographer died from that, the gun going off or whatever?
I did see that, yeah.
This story is so complicated because so many people are suing so many other people.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin is being sued. He's now suing other people. They say some of these are cross complaints so that he would share in any damages that other people who sue take.
Huh.
I mean,
this is just, I don't know what this is. This is just, if you're bringing me down, I'm bringing all of you with me.
In
type
a way,
of thing,
yeah.
I guess. And he's kind of covering his butt, and
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what this is.
They just need to, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. First of all, it's a tragedy.
It is.
And now the fact that it's going to end up, I don't know, just all in court.
Yeah, I know. The whole thing's ugly, man. Definitely is ugly.
On Friday, we should at least mention this. Comedian Gallagher passed away at age 76. He'd had a bunch of heart attacks through the years, and they think that he probably died from organ failure just because he's had so many heart attacks. I can tell you, I saw Gallagher a couple of times. I saw him when he was a new up-and-coming comedian, and nobody knew his shtick about smashing fruit, including watermelons, with a sledgehammer, what he called the sledge-o-matic. And I watched people just get obliterated in the first few rows who had no idea what was coming.
Yeah.
Because this was many years ago, and he was still relatively unknown. And then I saw him, I don't remember how many years ago, 15, 20 years ago maybe, at the Paramount Theater in Denver, where they had the sides of the Paramount inside all coated, with plastic sheets and stuff like
that. Right, to save the theater. Save the theater.
Anyway, sad to say that Gallagher has passed. What else is trending?
Thanksgiving is trending a little bit this morning. There's a writer for the New York Post claiming that Thanksgiving at a restaurant might be the smart money move this year, but only if you're going out with like a small group of people. Otherwise, it's going to make more sense to cook at home.
Hmm.
Based on a report that, on food prices, of course, and how much everything's gone up, and then, it might be just cheaper to go out to a restaurant and get a bite to eat. But then you start factoring in, tips and essentially paying for the labor, and bottom line, it's better just to stay at home for Thanksgiving. And the biggie, Dom, the leftovers. You miss out on all the leftovers. I mean, come on. That's why I'm not going to
dinner. I think we should
talk
more about this maybe tomorrow or sometime this week leading up to Thanksgiving.
I'd be fine with that.
The concept of going out, which I have done once for Thanksgiving. It was interesting.
Yeah, we did it once, too, a long time ago. And I don't know. Eh, it's not for me. But yeah, we can chat later about that. Some trending video this morning. If you're a fan of 80s movies, there's some never-before-seen deleted scenes from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I posted that on our Facebook today. It's actually a really funny scene. So that's floating around. One of my favorite movies of all time. So again,
yeah,
it's fairly old, but it's a really good movie.
I can't understand why Gretchen, who loves Steve Martin, can't stand that movie.
Oh, that's crazy.
Get to watch it with her.
Such crazy
stuff. She's
talk.
Like, oh, it's terrible. I'm like,
oh, it's so good. John Candy, come on, everybody. There's a new trailer for Yellowstone, the prequel called 1923. It just was dropped over the weekend. That stars Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. So you can find that online. I recorded it.
I recorded it. Season whatever.
I recorded it so I can zip through the commercials and stuff because the 2 hours usually ends up being like, you know, 45 minutes. But no, I haven't watched it yet. I'm really excited. And terrifying video coming out from the weekend from an air show in Dallas. Holy crap.
Oh,
did you see this? Six people are confirmed dead after a World War II era, two World War II era military planes collided in midair and crashed at the Dallas Executive Airport during an air show on Saturday, killing everybody on board. It's just horrific, man.
Tragic.
Very tragic. So you can find that video online if you want to see that or not. It's really bad. I love this because I watch these videos on Instagram. Professional power slapping is now a cable TV sport. Are you familiar with power slapping, Dom?
Yeah, but I don't know that I would tune in. But, you know, it's going to bring some people joy.
It will. Two people stand toe-to-toe and basically take turns slapping the bejesus out of each other. And they keep doing it until somebody is knocked out and, you know, you go rounds and it just, it looks so painful.
We are starved.
But I'm sorry, I watch it every time that one of those videos pops up on my Instagram. I'm like, ooh, you know, you watch two guys going at it and it's pretty crazy. Dudes, you might want to listen to this. Researchers in Australia are testing out a new birth control option for men described as a temporary vasectomy. It involves injecting gel into your man parts, which basically blocks the flow of your baby batter. And they asked a bunch of guys to sign up for volunteer to try this out. And they were worried they weren't going to get any guys to volunteer, but they actually had to shut it down because they got so many applications after 2 days.
Like there was like a tsunami,
a flood,
of guys raising their hands.
Yeah, and I don't know if I could do that.
Well, they say it would last up to two years.
They say it's very safe, but don't become overconfident with this test because you could potentially get, you know, your lady friend pregnant.
Well, yeah, because there's really no form of birth control that is effective, I guess, except just abstinence,
that would be the only thing. I mean, I'm thinking of the true vasectomy, which I got, that seems to be holding up.
Well, there are stories of people.
But there is definitely stories where your parts grow back. Nature finds a way, man. They really do. The oldest person in America recently celebrated her birthday, Bessie Hendricks. She lives in Lake City, Iowa. 115 years old, Dom. Still kicking. Some very important world records were just broken over the weekend. A guy in Illinois put 509 lanyards around his neck. A 20-year-old in the UK solved 6,931 Rubik's Cubes in 24 hours. And then a bunch of big bearded dudes in Wyoming tied their beards together. Only guys.
See a picture of this.
And made a 150-foot-long beard chain.
The beard chain. I've got to see that.
The beard chain. So weird. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook. Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out the link that I posted on there if you're feeling kind of lonely today. It's a website called puffybear.com. They're selling a human-sized teddy bear that you use as a body pillow. And now it has the head of a teddy bear, but the body of a very muscular man. He's 5'7", and they say it significantly reduces the feelings of loneliness.
Oh,
if you want to cuddle with your teddy bear boyfriend, it's going to cost you about $160.
Oh.
So you can see this horrific creature on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.